Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, we welcome in Nathan Zagura, the Browns Radio Network. Before we get to any of that, what did you think of Mike the Miz coming out last night, decked out in his Rams gear on national television? I thought it was a slap in the face to Clevelanders everywhere.
I thought it was an absolute disgrace. I tweeted as much. I told him as much when I called him yesterday. An absolute disgrace. And frankly, if you saw the video, he was booed vociferously as he should have been. And I thought that that was apropos, absolutely disgusting. He's turned his back on Cleveland before in the middle of the ring at WWE Raw. It was had hurtful words for all of us. And so Mike the Miz, I'll tell you what, brother, that's not going to fly next time you come back to Cleveland, no, Jack.
He's done it twice now. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
I mean, his dad right now has to be apoplectic to see it like this.
Yeah, George Mazzana, not a happy guy at all right now. And it's sad to see. As my grandfather used to say, first time bitten by snake, second time afraid of lizard. And I'm ready for him now.
What did your grandfather say? What was that?
First time bitten by snake, second time Fredo lizard.
That is outstanding. Nathan Zagura on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Nathan, I mean, I don't know if it was the game last night. I think it was the game last night. I knew I was going to be this way. I knew it. I wanted to take the high road, and now I'm over here, and I'm getting ready to just start just cussing out the former quarterback of the Browns. Because now everybody's in a down mood. Everybody's all down. All these callers, oh, we got no shot. Daryl, well, I don't want to put that on Daryl, but Daryl seemed down about it as well. All these callers saying, well, we got no shot. I'm like, this is the guy you traded for. This is the guy you wanted. He had one bad game. The rust is there. And now it's just, well, here we are. Okay, fine. Awesome. Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I hate to hear you so sad. And by the way, like, if last night proved anything, it's that anything is possible. And Styles make the fights. For whatever reason, we match up very, very well with the Cincinnati Bengals. The way that our defense plays its defense matches up with what they like to do on offense. We have beaten them five straight times, people. Joe Burrow 0-4 against the Browns. He's been sacked five times in each of the last two games. He has three turnovers, the Bengals do, in each of the last two games. The Browns have outscored them 73-29 in the last two games. And that was a team last year that went to the Super Bowl and a team this year that's won four straight. Their last loss, of course, only to the Cleveland Browns. So I think stylistically, we match up well with what they want to do. They're a drop-back passing team, not a lot of play action. They have increased their pre-snap motion significantly since we saw them last, and that has helped them. And that could be a stressor for our defense. Remember, you're without Anthony Walker, you're without Jacob Phillips, you're without Sione Takitaki. So it is going to be your fourth Mike linebacker, whether that's Deion Jones or Jordan Konashik, but that pre-snap motion, some of those late breaks out of the huddle, that's to try to create some confusion in our defense, and we'll see how that plays out. But we've run the ball incredibly effectively against them. We've thrown the ball incredibly effectively against them. It's really been the best matchup for the Browns in a long time. We're looking for our third straight season sweep. And so, yeah, the Bengals are hot, but they've been hot before, and the Browns have been able to handle them. So this is going to be the task at hand right now. And you're going to have to do it with the quarterback that is still very much getting up to speed. But if I could tell one thing, one stat that I came across getting ready for this game to maybe make people feel a little bit better. So Deshaun Watson's played 54 games. Three of his five lowest-rated games of his career are his first game of the season, and all five of his game ones of the season are in his bottom 14 out of 54 ratings. So he is just a notoriously slow starter, it turns out, and you hope that he can do what he did the only time he's ever gone down to Cincinnati, which was the first start of his career, week two of 2017, when he beat the Bengals on his 22nd birthday, and so hopefully for the Browns, that will repeat itself.
Yeah, look at that. Comes full circle against the Bengals. So what did you see based on that performance against Houston? We understand there are plenty of reasons to be distracted, plenty of reasons to have rust, and I think we saw a lot of that. Hey, there were some vintage moments, just unfortunately sure. Ended up with Schwartz fumbling the football, but you did see him spin out of a couple what would be nightmarish situations for almost any other quarterback. But what did you see from just the mechanics, from the fundamentals of it, as he alluded to it yesterday in the press conference?
I just thought that he was moving at times. He wasn't in a natural rhythm. And what I mean by that is if you were to watch his dropbacks and watch his footwork, sometimes he would drop deeper than he would on other times. Sometimes it would be a faster dropback than other times. And that throws off the rhythm of everything that you're trying to do offensively. And so that can cause you to be a little bit late. For example, on the interception, he was a little slower on that dropback, and the ball came out late. There shouldn't have been the pressure that there was, so he didn't see the safety stay home. He thought the safety was going to go with DPJ. But it's just those kind of timing things. And then his mechanics, when he's comfortable, it is a very tight C. You know, when they draw that C on quarterback's arm from the time the ball starts to the time they throw it, it was a little elongated at times, and I think he was holding on to it and throwing it down towards the ground a little bit in that game. So I think it's stuff that's easily fixable. I thought as the game went on, his diagnosis was better, and as he was comfortable, you know, from a clean pocket, still completed 70% of his passes, did normal Deshaun Watson things. He was under pressure nearly 50% of his dropbacks. It was actually the highest single rate for the Browns in any game this year. So they're going to have to clean that up. No quarterback can operate under those auspices. But I thought there were, in fact, on tape, it was better than it was live, but obviously it still has to be a lot better. But folks, that's the first time in his entire career he's quarterbacked an offense that did not score a touchdown. That was the lowest quarterback rating of his NFL career. So things will get better with Deshaun, but it's got to have to get better in a hurry to keep pace with a team like the Cincinnati Bengals.
We got Nathan Zagura joining us here on the show. Is Zach Taylor good?
So people in Cincinnati, I'm certainly not one to comment. I'll tell you what people in Cincinnati anecdotally are saying.
Okay,
they're saying that they are winning in spite of Zach Taylor because they're an incredibly talented team. But look, went to a Super Bowl last year, and they're doing just fine. One thing I would give him credit for is that he is apparently talking to Ben Baby yesterday, who covers the Bengals for ESPN. He's really listened to Joe Burrow and incorporated some of the things that Burrow wants into the offense, namely, number one, some of the pre-snap motion to help give him some easy diagnosis of the opponent's defense, and number two, switching from more of a zone scheme that their offensive line was not great at to more of a gap scheme, which has increased their running production. And obviously, Samaje Perine has given them a lot of juice, a 230-pounder who can run tough between the tackles, but also has been dangerous out of the backfield with four receiving touchdowns already on the season.
Nathan, Ja'Marr Chase is back into the equation for the Bengals in this game, and you saw the fruits of that just a week ago against Cincinnati. How do you think the Browns will plan on trying to take him away, or do you think they'll acknowledge, all right, he's going to get his, we got to make sure that Burrow doesn't have everybody else at their disposal?
I think they're going to do what they did the last time that they faced them at full strength, which was in Cincinnati, and he was held to 49 yards in that game, and they got a fumble off of him. They got an interception pick six on that opening drive where, you know, a lot Denzel and he are going to be on the same side of the field quite a bit. I think you're going to be able to match up MJ Emerson and his size with the T. Higgins. You're going to have Newsome in the slot on Boyd, and you're going to go with that. And I think the Browns feel like their corners match up very well with the wide receivers. But look, Ja'Marr Chase is elite. What you just want to make sure is you don't give up the big play. If they want to work the ball down the field, that's fine. That's how you get opportunities for turnovers and sacks and fumbles. But if you hit the big play, that's where you can get in trouble. And Chase is one of the very best at it, right? He's got 11 catches of more than 40 yards since the start of last season. That's most in the NFL. Burrow's got 16 touchdown passes of more than 40 yards since the start of the 2020 season. That's most in the NFL. So, yeah, they are good. They are going to get theirs. But the goal is not to give up the chunk play so that you force more dropbacks, because Myles Garrett has absolutely wrecked Jonah Williams and wrecked Joe Burrow. He sacked Joe Burrow six times in four games. And that pressure or getting close to him has led to sack strip fumbles. It's led to batted balls that become interceptions, and it's led to turnovers. And I think the Browns absolutely need to win the turnover battle to win this game.
All right, let me just ask you, what did you think of last night?
So it was fun to watch, right? I mean, insane management by the Raiders. I mean, 4 13-point leads blown this year. How do you not just – you could ice the game with 1 yard. You have the NFL's leading rusher. You punt it away. I thought some of the penalties were a little at the end. But the thing that boggles my mind is you've got 15 seconds left. They must score a touchdown, and you play press man with a single high safety. You don't even play two deep man, and so all they have to do is run a go route and throw it out there. I thought that was unbelievable. But for Baker, what a feel-good moment. That was a lot of fun to watch him. Under the circumstances, you've got to tip your cap. The guy got there on Tuesday or Wednesday, and they played on Thursday night in the NFL. I thought that was pretty impressive. It was fun. It was fun to watch. He needs to stop headbutting people wearing helmets, though. I just don't think that that is a smart thing for anybody to do.
I think
maybe the Miz should do it, and maybe he'll remember he's from Cleveland. But other than that, no headbutting people in helmets anymore.
I think the assistant coach who was with him, I think that guy thought he shoved him and was like, whoa, and didn't realize he was doing it on purpose. If you go back and watch the replay, watch the coach's reaction to it. He's like, oh, you okay?
It's not a normal thing to not wear a helmet and headbutt somebody wearing a helmet. That's not, I think most people would have a reaction. They're like, that's wild. That's crazy stuff. But good for Baker. You know, it's funny that he is still has, it affects this area so much. The fact of the matter is he brought us some of the best moments that many of us have had as Browns fans, certainly in recent memory. And it also turns out that, you know, they wanted to make a change to that position. So is another organization. And that's all fine. It can all be true. But that was a fun thing to watch last night. And happy for him.
Nathan, we thank you very much for the time. You know, I'll talk to you again soon. All the best.
You got it, Mon Frères. Talk to you guys later.
Thank you. Nathan Zagura on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. See, that makes Nathan, that's high road stuff. Good for Nathan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.